भवति भारत अद्युतानम् अधर्मशः तदात्मानम् स्पृशाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भवानि युगे युगे.
Hari Krishna Maharaj, my question is, so if Krishna has plans for us, are we still free to choose?
If Krishna has plans for us, are we still free to choose? Yes, Krishna never takes away our free will. The one thing that Krishna gives us that he never takes away is our free will. But what we go on to realize in our life is that the plans that Krishna has for us are actually the things that I desire in my deepest heart of hearts anyway. Right now we're thinking, this is my plan, this is Krishna's plan, like, and we're thinking the plans are different because we have a different, yeah, Krishna, you got your opinion, but I've got my opinion, you know. I appreciate it. So most of the time you're right, but on this time I think I'm right, you know. So we kind of have this sense. This is called pritag bhav in Sanskrit. It's called a mentality of separateness. We still think we're separate. But actually what happens when you advance in Krishna consciousness is you realize Krishna and me, we are on the same page actually. And whatever Krishna's plan is, if somehow I can embrace it, even when my mind says no, then what I'll actually realize is that, you know, Krishna is a pretty smart guy. He knows, you know, like if someone plays chess, I don't know if anyone here ever played chess, but the best chess players are able to think three moves ahead. So in their mind, they've already got all the different combinations worked out. If I move there and he moves there, then I do that. Or if I go there, then he goes there. Then, so they know all the moves, three moves ahead. But Krishna, oh my God, he is like 100 moves ahead. And he's moving the board and we're baffled. We're completely bewildered. Like, what in the world is he doing here? And we just don't know, because we only know two moves ahead, maybe three. Krishna knows many moves ahead. So we don't get it. And then we become bewildered. Like, oh my God, Krishna, I don't know, like, do you know what you're doing? But he knows. They say you have to live your life going forwards, but you can only understand it looking backwards. So when you look back in your life, you'll actually say, you know what, this guy, Krishna, my God, he is good, he knows what he's doing. So it's difficult sometimes to just put our plans to one side, because we're attached to our plans, we're attached to our ideas, and we want to do it in a certain way. And then Krishna comes and kind of crashes the plan, and we're just like, but with time, Vraja, Krishna's home is named Vrindavan, but another name for Vrindavan is Vraja. And Vraja etymologically means to walk. So it's explained that the residents of the spiritual world, they're always walking with Krishna. They always walk with his plan, walk with his desires. So we need to sometimes learn to let go a little bit of our plans, because we're very attached to our plans. It's difficult to let go of things. But when we learn the art of letting go, one of my friends says, let go and let God. let go, let God. And maybe try it once and see what happens. And then you might think like, oh, that worked out. Maybe I can try it again. And then you try it again, and then you try it again, and then you just be like, okay, you know, sweet, so let's go with that one, you know. So yeah, they say if you want to make Krishna laugh, tell him your plans. We can see some people have experience of this. So yeah, we want to just let Krishna... You see, anyway, I sit here and it's so easy to speak. No, I can sit here and say it like, oh yeah, and you think like, yeah, that makes kind of like, I'm even convincing myself when I say this. But then when I go out there, it's like, you sat down the class and where you live it. It's difficult. Anyway, some thoughts. I saw a hand here and then I see hands there, so I'll take one here and then with the Amara. Yes, Hare Krishna.
You talked about that thing with the lusters up, and seems a bit like you know, many people are kind of including myself are like stuck in an awkward middle position. I might call this like a stalemate, you know. I don't know if that's the right English word.
Stalemate?
Yeah.
In what sense?
Well, I mean that, you know, it's an awkward middle position. I mean, you theoretically, you know what you would like since aspire for. You would have that the theoretical conviction, and the other parts of the game is also very strong. And being Yubi Barasta kind of stage that pulls a breeze every bit. But you know, it's like you kind of almost answered the question already that patience is like the name of the game. But could you elaborate on that? Is there anything else than patience to move from more in the favorable direction of love and away from the lust?
Yeah. Have you ever had the experience of driving on a motorway and then you get so distracted that you kind of miss your exit? And then you're driving past the exit and you're like, oh no, I just missed the exit. And in that moment, all you want to do is just turn around. But you can't do that. And you'll be finito. So then you have to accept it. I missed the exit. And then it's kind of like, it's annoying. You have to keep driving and you feel like I'm driving away from the place I want to go. But you have to do that. And then you have to drive. And then you come to the next exit, you slow down, you go on the roundabout, you come back, and then you drive back. And then finally you get the exit. So our life is something like that. That we made all of these decisions and we created a certain life for ourselves. And then we think, I missed the exit. It was all about developing love. But now I've got all these other things in my life. I feel like there's so many things which are disconnected from Krishna. But you can't just overnight just like turn it around. You have to change your life bit by bit. Keep adding more Krishna in. Taking away those things that don't contribute to your journey. Chipping away. Srila Prabhupada said this human form of life is like a block of hardwood and somehow you have to carve Krishna out of it. So when you think of a sculptor, that's what a sculptor does. They chip away at their life and create a very Krishna conscious life. So I think that's how we are going to make our life very, very beautiful. Going from lust to love is not overnight. It goes in degrees. And the more we add in Krishna, the more we learn to connect things consciously to Krishna. And the more we start letting go of behaviors, attitudes, activities, situations, relationships that don't contribute to my spiritual growth, the more we're going to find that love is coming about in a more prominent way. And so... Yeah, we have to become sculptors of a spiritual life. I don't know, I'm saying something general. I don't know if this is helping or...
Thank you, Mike. Perfectly. Perfect. So, with a motivate and very much related to it.
Yeah, it's frustrating, you know, because in that moment, we just want to turn around. We know where we want to be, but we can't. We have to accept. I miss the exit. So we are. It's difficult, but we have to accept, and then we have to be patient and know that, but have a vision. So you have to have a vision in your life. In 10 years, in 15 years, I'm going to be here. You know what Mark Zuckerberg said? He said, most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 5. Interesting statement. Because our mentality is we want to just get everything done now. And therefore we overestimate. But we don't have the patience to understand that if we do something regularly over a period of 5 years, you can do amazing things. So we should have a long-term vision. There's an app on your phone, you can buy it. Get it for free. It's called Become a Sage, Page by Page. So it's very good because it's like you can write like Krishna book and you can say, I want to finish it in 1 year. And then what it will do is it will calculate for you how many pages you have to read every single day. And I like it very much because it just shows that if you do something every day, you achieve something amazing. Okay, here, let's do it. Let's say you wanted to read the Krishna book. How quickly do you want to read the Krishna book?
2 days.
2 days?
Come on, you can't do that.
Say we want to read the Krishna book in 6 months. Okay? Krishna book, month 6. You know how many pages you have to read every day? Take a guess. 10? 16? 12? 20?
333.
5. 2 pages. Piece of cake. We underestimate the power of regularity. 5 pages every day? That means if you read 10 pages every day, you can read it twice in 2 months. Or if you read 5 pages a day for 1 year, you'll have read it twice in 1 year. That's amazing. Imagine someone made a vow, I'm going to read 5 pages of Krishna book for the rest of my life. That might mean by the end of your life, you've read Krishna book 50 times or maybe 100. And then maybe, just maybe, antakale chamameva smanan muktva kale, maybe at the antakale, maybe at the end of time, you maybe, just maybe, you will remember Krishna. And if you do, so we have to be, therefore Rupa Goswami says, utsahan nishchayat, you have to be enthusiastic but patient. Patience without enthusiasm, mode of ignorance. Enthusiasm without patience, mode of passion. Enthusiasm and patience, goodness. So we have to factor that in. Yeah, it's... I can keep going and going. I don't know, what do we want to do? There's a... What do we do? Carry on? Better, because it's like then there's Prasadam and I'm also here.
Maybe one, two questions.
Okay, there were two hands here, so then these last two then, yeah.
Stemming from the previous one that you just answered.
Just a moment.
Okay, just take the mic, Mataji.
Yes.
This your first time to the temple? Okay, welcome. Thank you for being open-minded and coming.
Thank you. So my question is stemming from the previous question that you just answered about letting go. So I want to understand, with certain circumstances in life, especially when, say for example, someone loses their baby or baby is born and they immediately die.
Orange.
A baby is born with diabetes or cancer, and especially when it's someone very close to you, how do you let go in these circumstances and believe that there's still a plan in place and trust? And do you ever in life get to know what their better plan was?
Thank you for raising that question. It's very nice. This world is a cruel world, isn't it? We live in a world in which so many things happen, so many trials and tribulations. Sometimes we become so confused about why things are happening, why God would allow this to happen. When we're saying let go of things, we're not saying forget about it. When we say let go of things, we're not saying just like erase that part from your life. But what we're saying when we say let go is stop fighting in your mind about that point in your life. To let go just means to accept something and to now focus on the future. When something bad happens in our life, a very difficult situation, then we let go in the sense that we look back. First thing we have to do is accept it. Because if we don't learn to accept what's happened in life, then it will be very difficult to move forward. The next thing we try to do after accepting is we try to deeply pray, study the books of wisdom, speak to spiritual people, and ask them, what lessons could I learn from this? What is life teaching me through this? Our understanding is that nothing happens in life by chance. So even the most difficult things that happen to us, inside of them is a lesson that is helping us to move towards eternal happiness. So then the second thing we do is we try to learn the lesson. And then the third thing we do in our life is we focus on the future, trying to live that lesson and live a better life. And like this, we have to keep moving forward. We're not going to sit here and say everything that happens in life happens for the best. Some things just hurt. It's not that everything in life happens for the best, but there's something good we can learn from everything that happens in life. And so some things are just tough. But that doesn't mean we can't still draw from that situation something that will help us to move forward in our life. So to let go doesn't mean to forget or just to erase something, but it means to stop fighting it and learn something deeper and then move on in our life. I don't know if that helps. It's a general answer, and I'm sure there's much more. But thank you for asking that.
Babu, in a connection to that, I wanted to continue that. Is attachment with the people or parents is still a maya? Having attachment to a parents or their...
Is attachment to family and your family members, is that maya? I was mentioning this morning that when after Arjuna heard the whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told him, the wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. We're just the soul. We move on. Arjuna heard all of that. And then what happened on the 10th day of the battle of Kurukshetra? His son Abhimanyu was killed in the Chakra Vyuha, the military phalanx of the Kaurava army. They surrounded him. He knew how to get in, but he didn't know how to get out. And therefore they killed him. And when Arjuna heard that his son had died, then what did he tell Krishna? Take me to that place. And when Krishna brought him on the chariot to that place where Abhimanyu, his son, had died, was laying dead, then what did Arjuna do? He didn't quote verses from the Bhagavad Gita. He cried. Why is he crying? That's maya. No, it's not maya. It's natural. We're humans. We have emotions. We have relationship. It's not maya. But he wasn't attached, because after what happened, he grieved. And then what did he do? In the very next moment, he picked up his bow and arrow and he continued on in his life. So in our relationships of this world, we have to have affection. How can you bring up a child as a father if you don't love your child? You have to have affection. That's natural. But we should not be attached. In other words, after giving our love, our giving our best service to that personality, then we step back and we say, ultimately, we are all spirit souls on a deeper journey. I've offered my love and care and affection, and now, after all is said and done, this soul has to go on their journey.
See that.
So, this is called detached attachment. Does it make sense? We should be affectionate. We should be kind. It's not that when you become a devotee of Krishna, you just become a stone heart. Someone dies.
No, it's okay. They've moved on to another.
No, it's natural. We cry. But we don't cry so much that we become overwhelmed and unable to move on in our life. Because in that crying, there is also knowledge. Make sense?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for your class. I have a question. If I live with not devotees and very materialistic person, but I want to make progress and I want to have association with devotees, but I should live with this person who... So when I come to the temple, so I make progress. While I come home, though, I make digress. I do both this balance. It's very, very complicated situation. How should I do in this situation?
Okay. Thank you. You see... It's not that when you become a devotee, now you delete everyone in your phone book, you block them on WhatsApp, and you just move away from the world and you don't interact with anyone in the world anymore. We can't live like that. We're living in the world. We have relationships with people. We have work colleagues. We have other people we live with. We have to interact with them. The art of Krishna consciousness is learning how even in relationships with people who are not spiritual, we can try and bring something into the relationship that will help me in my spirituality. Maybe all of those people you're surrounded by who are not spiritually inclined, maybe you could serve them. Maybe you could bring them a cookie offered to Krishna. And maybe they will be very happy. And maybe that will also start to spiritualize your relationship with them. Maybe you could spike their drink with some maha water. That's why I used to be right up to my birds. Maybe. And maybe you could see that, maybe, just maybe, Krishna has surrounded me with all of these people so that I can serve them. And maybe by serving them, maybe by helping them to get connected to the spiritual reality, maybe that will also help me to become a better spiritualist myself. So when we're looking in relationships, we shouldn't just always see what can I get from this relationship. When I come to the devotees, I'm getting a lot of inspiration. But when I go to the non-devotees, then I don't get anything from them. But maybe you can give. And in giving, you receive more. So it's difficult because they have different goals. They have different aspirations. They have different values. Therefore, you interact with them, but on a certain level. Once there was a monkey, and the monkey saw a crocodile swimming down the river. So the monkey said, I want to go on a trip down the river. So the crocodile said, jump on. So the monkey jumped onto the crocodile and they were going down the river. And then at one point, the crocodile stopped in the middle of the river and said, I want to now eat your heart. And the monkey said, oh, you want to eat my heart?
You should have told me before. I left my heart in the tree up there. We left your heart in the tree? Okay, then go and get it. I'll go and get it for you. And then the monkey came up the tree. Come and then, you know what you did. So that means you can associate with people. But you don't have to bring your entire heart. The confidential things of your heart, maybe only those who are on your path, they will understand. And you share those parts of your life with people who will understand that. And then with everyone else, you be kind. You be compassionate. You be a servant. You be an agent of goodwill. And then you will see that all of them are also helping you in your journey. And you may be surprised. Just like I gave you the example of me working in the airport, surrounded by all these so-called materialistic people. Maybe everyone is looking for Krishna. And if we're kind, if we're compassionate, then maybe we may be able to spark something within them. So let us try to do that. The people who are surrounded by were not put there by chance. Everyone who's around you is there to play a certain role in your life.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare.